This is Express FM.
Supported by Highbury College.
We are passionately Pompey.
New beginnings, look forward, work together to create a Portsmouth Football Club that we can all be proud to be associated with.
Pure, unadulterated Pompey.
It's a massive club, it's a massive opportunity for me. I know this atmosphere is special. I can't wait to see a full house and it rocking.
Action and reaction.
This is a huge football club. We're here to be hopefully successful. The infrastructure's changing, so really we want to start pushing forward and making Portsmouth a real force.
Giving Pompey fans a voice.
It's a club with a rich tradition, a rich heritage, but one that has an excellent relationship with its supporters.
This is the Football Hour.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has a fan base that is amazingly passionate, is Portsmouth.
Another year draws to a close.
Hoskins tries to chip him. It's a lovely effort and it's in the net. And Northampton have got themselves a fourth. This is the glory penalty. Lowe steps up and scores. It's into the top corner. And Salford City have beaten Portsmouth 4-2 on penalties. And they have won the EFL trophy.
You know, I had a great deal of loyalty to Kenny, as you should do as a chief executive and manager. If you haven't got that loyalty, it's never going to work. But my ultimate loyalty and responsibility is to Portsmouth Football Club, its fans and all the directors.
New beginnings, look forward, work together to create a Portsmouth Football Club that we can all be proud to be associated with.
It's loose in the box. Shot on goal and in! And Portsmouth have done it! In added time! Lovely from Jacobs. Across the face of goal and in! Pompey have won it in stoppage time, and all the credit has to go to Michael Jacobs.
As we bid farewell to 2021 and welcome in the new year, stick around between now and 7 o'clock for a reminder of how the events of the last 12 months unfolded for Pompey. Later on, I'll be introducing Sam Carter onto the show to look ahead to what we hope to be a more promising 2022. Buckle up now, it has been a bumpy ride. You're listening to Express FM, and this is the Football Hour.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Both sides taking the knee, and now we are underway on Portsmouth going from left to right. Bristol City in their usual home colours. Here's Jeju outside the area. Jeju chance and into the back of the net. And Bristol City have taken the lead. Harness trying to set Cannon in the box. Late chance for Pompey. Pulls it back. Callum Johnson into the back of the net. And Portsmouth are level on the stroke of half-time. Now City with possession outside the area. Martin trying to work it to Jeju. Martin to get the shot on goal. And it's a great strike and into the net. Harness on the right. Tries a right foot across into a dangerous area. It's free to Hawula at the back post. Hooked back. Watmore with the header on target, loose in the 6-yard box. Hawula, great save, Bentley. And that is the final action of the game. It's Bristol City who prevail by 2-1. Pompey back in action just over 48 hours since they last were, losing in the FA Cup to Bristol City, albeit a pretty impressive performance. Touch in there from Stuart White. Shot comes in and Peterborough score. And Jack Taylor has his sixth of the season. Clark Harris left foot strikes it into the net. Lovely free kick. Powerfully struck over the wall, and Peterborough have doubled their lead. This one whipped in towards the near post, helped on loose, and it's found its way into the back of the net. And Peterborough have made it 3. Peterborough come forward in the space down the left-hand side, and Butler's going to get their header bolted in the area, and a ball across the face of goal, and a great chance for a 4th. And they've got it. It's tapped into the net by Siriki Dembele. 4 minutes remaining, and it will be struck left-footed low into the corner, underneath the wall that jumped over the ball. And Peterborough have themselves a 5th goal.
Great
shot from Harrison, and a goal, and Portsmouth have pulled back a consolation. But it's all for nothing in the 92nd minute. It's Peterborough 5. Portsmouth 1. And Portsmouth are out of the EFL trophy. It's across into the box. Dangerous area. And a header from Marquez is into the back of the net. And with Portsmouth's first meaningful attack, they have taken the lead. Lovely delivery from Williams. And at the far post, Marquez stooped. It's Fleetwood Town 0, Portsmouth 1. And that is now 5 clean sheets in a row in League 1 for Portsmouth. Callum Johnson into the middle looking for Williams' header. He is going to go into the back of the net. And John Marquez has forced it over the line. Portsmouth could be in here. Williams is left footed shot. What a brilliant goal. Magnificent strike from Ryan Williams. Jacobs with his right foot towards the far post. Good delivery. Header into the net. And Portsmouth make it 3. Raggett with his 4th goal of the season. Close is waiting for support. He'll shoot himself. What a goal from Ben Close. A wonderful strike. Portsmouth have beaten AFC Wimbledon by 4-0. A really exciting one in League One between third place Portsmouth and the leaders Hull City. Honeyman, lovely error, header saved, and Watmore has put the ball in his own net. Challenge from Watmore, still there. Shot, cleared off the line by Raggett, and then forced into the net by Honeyman. And now a lovely ball in behind to Coyle. Coyle across the face of goal, it's 3. I'm not sure it's gone off Watmore again. It might be another own goal. McGuinness, who's been dropped recently, gets a wonderful shot from distance and finds the bottom corner. And McGuinness makes it 4-0 to Hull City. It must be a low feeling for the Portsmouth players coming off the pitch. They have been thrashed.
I spoke to numerous people about the club and every one of them have had nothing but good things to say about the club, so I'm really excited to be here.
Lincoln will be getting us underway. They'll go from right to left in this first half, kicking towards the Fratton end, and it's a really good run from Lincoln. And then diving in on halfway was Jack Watmore, and Lincoln are adamant he's gone over the top of the ball here. Watmore is being spoken to by the referee, free kick. Straight red card for Jack Watmore, and Watmore can't quite believe he's been sent off. Nobody there for Lincoln. Still, they might be able to force it in, and they have done, and Lincoln have scored, and it's the substitute, Morgan Rogers, and Lincoln City have beaten Portsmouth by 1-0. Then take 2 of Charlton against Portsmouth in League One. It wasn't possible on Saturday due to a waterlogged pitch. Naylor plays into the box, shot is into the net, and Portsmouth have the lead, and Michael Jacobs has scored. In swinger to come to the edge of the 6-yard box, and the header is into the back of the net, and Charlton are level. Towards the far post, header there and into the net, and Pompey are level. Pompey are level, they're ahead again. Tom Naylor. And loose on the edge of the box, won by Cannon, shoots, great goal, fantastic from Andy Cannon. Charlton 1, Pompey 3. And we are ready to get things underway. Plymouth will kick us off, and it's loose for Camara. Can he get the shot away? Great from Raggett, Jeffcott, he scored, and the flag stays down. And Ennis has got 2 to aim for at the far post, and it's going to be a tap-in, and Plymouth have doubled their lead. It's a chance for Curtis, Curtis to shoot, Curtis to score. Ronan Curtis pulls one back with 5 minutes to go. A firm pass to Harness, cross to the danger area, Raggett, what a header! And Bolton's got the final touch. And Portsmouth have turned it round. Portsmouth 2, Plymouth 2. Where did this come from?
Credit to the players. When it looked like we'd get nothing out of the game, they found 2 goals. That's the way you need to finish games.
A bump in the road or something more serious? Portsmouth will be hoping tonight to prove that the past 4 matches are very much in the former. Daniels to send it in. It's a good delivery, loose and put into the back of the net. And Portsmouth have the lead inside 8 minutes. But they break in the area now. That's going to be a penalty kick to Portsmouth. Williams got the wrong side of his man. And Dominic Thompson fouls the Australian, and Portsmouth will have the chance from 12 yards to make it 2-0. Ellis Harrison will strike it right-footed for Pompey and score down the middle. And Ellis Harrison has his 5th of the season. It's Portsmouth 2, Swindon 0. Now can Ryan Williams pull it back? He can, and John Marquis can put it in the back of the net. They've found a way to break the deadlock. This could cause a problem for Portsmouth. The Bristol Rovers break in the area, and they level it. Jonah Ayunga with his 2nd of the season. And a ball in towards the box is going to be hit goalwards and into the net, and a 2nd for Ayunga. And Bristol Rovers have turned this around, and Ayunga has lashed it into the bottom corner. And it's Leahy himself who's going to step up and take the penalty, and Pompey needing Craig McGilvery to bail them out here to make it 3-1 to Bristol Rovers. Steps up and scores, sends the goalkeeper the wrong way. Still might fall for Marquis in the penalty area. That's a clumsy challenge, and Portsmouth have got themselves a penalty kick. Marquis takes the run up and is straight at the goalkeeper and saved. Full-time whistle here at the Memorial Stadium. Portsmouth have been beaten 3-1 by Bristol Rovers.
From what I've seen from Blackpool, they're a good team, hard to beat, so we're going to have to be at the top of our game.
Pompey in their usual home kit will be going from left to right in this first 45 minutes as we look at things from our position at the back of the south stand. What's Yates going to do? Tries to go around Raggett, gets a shot away and he scored! Jerry Yates drills it into the far corner, and Blackpool have taken the lead with less than 10 minutes to go. The cheers are all from the Blackpool touchline. They have come to Fratton Park, and it's they who are going to leave with the 3 points.
If you're looking for omens for Portsmouth's losing run to come to an end this evening, the Blues have drawn their past 4 matches with Oxford United. Callum Johnson sends a cross into the penalty area. A header is into the back of the net, and Portsmouth have the lead.
and it's Harvey White with his first goal for the club. Craig McGilvery has made three saves in stoppage time to ensure that Portsmouth win this game by a goal to nil.
I've been working hard for this like since I was six. It was my dream to play in the league and score and win, to be fair. Oh, his dream come true.
What a run from Harness into the box. Can he deliver to the far post? He can, and Raggett scores! Lifted to the edge of the area where Raggett's header goes across more than anything. A huge risk from Brown, a terrible error, and Gillingham score. Ekindi for Gillingham. Great save, McGilvery, yet again in stoppage time. It's finished. Portsmouth 1, Gillingham 1. It's a great chance for James, and he scored. Portsmouth concede, and it's James yet again against Portsmouth. Okunabiri goes round Watmore. Okunabiri scores! Marquis swivels, shoots, and finds the back of the net. And John Marquis has a goal for Portsmouth in the fourth minute of stoppage time. Marquis in the penalty area. Hawula, will it fall for White? Great defending from Rhys James. It's the final action of the half. They've been beaten by Doncaster Rovers by 2-1.
Now, if you're going to lose, it's a good way to lose. We are capable of putting that run together.
Is it going to be the right or the left of Mills? It's the right, but it's a wonderful strike. And it's Northampton who take the lead. Deep towards the back post, headed down into the net. And Watson's got another goal. And McGilvery falls down. Is it in the back of the net? It's cleared off the line. The decision is goal. And Northampton have got themselves a third. Hoskins has it. Keeper off his line. Hoskins tries to chip him. It's a lovely effort. And it's in the net. And Northampton have got themselves a fourth. Can Portsmouth at least get themselves a goal back? Ellis Harrison, with his right foot, steps forward down the middle and scores just. It's Northampton Town 4, Portsmouth 1.
We do feel we've got to do better than we have. Obviously, a 4-1 loss on Saturday isn't, you know, where we want to be, and we're disappointed by that.
Sunderland are flying with eyes on the top two, while Pompey are sinking. This one towards the edge of the six-yard box. Free header into the net, and Sunderland have scored. More set-piece woe for Portsmouth. Chance for Sunderland. Chips over McGilvery into the back of the net. Jordan Jones has scored it. A really cool finish to loft it over Craig McGilvery when the angle was against him. Enough is enough, and the full-time whistle has gone, and Portsmouth can have no real complaints. They've been beaten by Sunderland by 2-0. Touré to deliver to the far post. Good delivery. Headed down. Great save. McGilvery yet again. Harness crosses into the penalty area. Lee Brown back across the face of goal and wide. At Wembley Stadium, it is Portsmouth 0, Salford City 0. Salford make a mess of it. Naylor, it's loose in the six-yard box and cleared away. I think it might have hit Raggett when it was goal-bound. We have played 120 minutes of the EFL Trophy Final 2020 and we are going to penalties. Ryan Williams has got the ball in his hand and it looks like he is going to take the first penalty. Ryan Williams over the bar and misses, and Portsmouth hand the advantage to Salford. Burgess comes up, left-footed, scores. Salford lead Portsmouth by a goal to nil after one penalty each. Curtis steps up, another short run up, and it's saved! Excellent save from Halanki to his right. Saruve takes a slightly longer run up, right-footed. Saruve down the middle into the net. This is the glory penalty. Low for Salford. If he scores, they win. Low steps up and scores. And Salford City have beaten Portsmouth 4-2 on penalties. And they have won the EFL trophy.
You know, I had a great deal of loyalty to Kenny, as you should do as a chief executive and manager. If you haven't got that loyalty, then it's never going to work. But my ultimate loyalty and responsibility is to Portsmouth Football Club, its fans and its board of directors.
The post-Kenny Jacket era begins for Portsmouth. And it comes towards the near post. And McGilvery tries to palm it out. And it's gone pretty much directly into his own goal. But ultimately, they have lost for the fourth consecutive game in League One, losing against Peterborough United by 1-0.
I can promise that there'll be exciting times to come because we won't rest until we make that happen. We'll be working incredibly hard to make sure that we create a Portsmouth team that people can be proud of.
It's a new era against a team that will provide memories of the previous one. Danny Cowley on the touchline this afternoon as the new Portsmouth manager, Kenny Jacket's replacement, taking on the man who preceded him. And there's very little time to turn things around. Just 12 matches as the Blues attempt to arrest a slide, which has seen them as an automatic promotion contender and then dropped to 10th in the table. Even a playoff place looks far from straightforward from here. Bishop goes short in field and into the area. Norwood's got away from Raggett. It's a chance for Norwood and it's a goal for Ipswich. Whipped in towards the near post. Headed from Raggett into the net. Or is it Naylor? It's Naylor who's got it. and Portsmouth have got the equaliser. Curtis to pull it back into the middle. Nobody there. Harness arriving. Blocks. Harness again. Scores at the second attempt. And Danny Cowley has tasted victory in his first match in charge of Portsmouth. As into the area, Johnson comes to Harness. Shot, goal, lovely strike from Marcus Harness. Brown to Marquis, who scores, and the flag stays down. And now it's opened up for him. He might have a shot from distance. He does and scores. And Shrewsbury have got a goal back, and it's a first ever senior goal for Nathaniel Ogbetta. And Portsmouth have made it 2 wins from 2 under Danny Cowley and will move up to 5th in League One. They've beaten Shrewsbury Town by 2-1. Across the edge of the area, and Williams puts it into the back of the net. Curtis, edge of the penalty area, up against McShane. Left-footed shot into the bottom corner. He might want to hit one from here, Cannon. He does, and it's a wonderful goal. And Portsmouth have won for the 4th consecutive game under the Cowleys. They've beaten Wigan by 1-0 here at the DW Stadium. Cleared off the line, still there into the net. And Burton have taken the lead. For a shot to come from distance. Oh, what a strike! What an effort from Joe Powell. It's bouncing around. A header's into the net. And Charlie Daniels has got his first Portsmouth goal. And the Cowleys' winning run to start their time in charge of Portsmouth has come to an end. They've been beaten by Burton Albion. Fraser steps forward left-footed and scores, sending McGilvery the wrong way. The end result is that Portsmouth have lost by 1-0.
There's many excuses we could make, but we know that excuses are for the weak.
And Brett Pittman will score for Swindon. It was inevitable, wasn't it? Pittman against McGilvery shuffles in his run-up and then sends McGilvery the wrong way and makes it 2-0 to Swindon. Has he got the chance to get the shot away? And he has. And Swindon have made it 3-1. And Portsmouth are going to lose to the bottom club in the division. Lovely touch from Bard back to Curtis in the area. Curtis scores! Crossing the middle and a header's into the net. And Accrington have scored. And it's forced into the back of the net. And Accrington have got themselves the second. Marquis puts it into the back of the net. And Portsmouth have got the goal they so desperately needed. And Williams goes round the keeper, and Williams has put the ball in the back of the net, and Portsmouth have levelled. Shot on goal and in, and Portsmouth have done it in added time. Shot on goal, palmed away and into the net. It finishes level at 3-3. Brown, oh what a brilliant goal. Wimbledon 1, Portsmouth 3. And there's a chance, shot on goal is into the net, and Accrington have taken the lead. The referee has brought to an end Portsmouth's afternoon in their season, and Portsmouth have blown it. They've missed out on the chance of being in the League One playoffs. A win would have done so. They've lost to Accrington Stanley by 1-0.
We anticipate them being a very good team in this league, so we know that we're going to have to be at the top of our game.
Tunnicliffe to the far post to Curtis. It'll fall to Brown on his left foot. Brown, he scored! Lee Brown celebrates in front to the Pompey fans. And the whistle goes. And Portsmouth start the season with a victory.
I think football's missed the fans, especially Portsmouth. It's been a morgue at times. When you score, it's not very nice, but it's so much nicer when just a little bit more atmosphere. I think we've missed them massively, and I'm glad they were back.
London calling for Pompey fans. Midweek away nights back for the Blue Army. And those who are gathered to our left are enjoying their evening so far. Aaron are in fine voice ahead of this League Cup first round tie between Millwall and Portsmouth. Hackett Fairchild can hit it from distance and he scored! Rico Hackett Fairchild, his first Portsmouth goal, he slammed it in! Wallace across goal, loose, great chance for Millwall, equaliser! Scott Malone, 5-minute effort after Bath could only palm it back into the body of the penalty area. Portsmouth's spell in the League Cup this year is a brief one. They've been beaten 2-1 here by Millwall. It's amazing how something that once seemed so normal can suddenly feel so special. Fratton Park in the sunshine, filled with Pompey supporters. Good run this from Tunnicliffe into the area to Marquis. Marquis Hackett Fairchild in the middle, but Marquis scores himself in off the post in front of the Bratton end. Tunnicliffe brings it down, looking in the area for Harness. Harness across goal and in! And Pompey double their lead. Portsmouth 2, Crewnell.
Definitely steps in the right direction. An important win, which means a good start to the season. We've got to now back that up on Tuesday at home to Shrewsbury.
Chance for Tunnicliffe. Deflected shot into the net. First Pompey goal for Ryan Tunnicliffe. The whistle goes. Portsmouth have won 3 games in a row to start the season for just the second time in 33 years. Sean Williams is looking for his first Portsmouth goal, and what a chance he has from the penalty spot. He's going to strike it with his left foot. Williams saved by Goldberg, down to his right, and he gathers at the second attempt, it's still 0-0. They've had to settle for a 0-0 draw with Doncaster Rovers here at the Keep Moat Stadium.
We didn't play well for long enough in the game to earn the luck and the moments that you need to be able to win. So we've got a lot to do. We're still sort of 3 players short if we want to be where we want to be.
This is dangerous for Pompey. Jones trying to break into the penalty area, twisting one way than the other. Oh, great from Jones. Jones goes to ground. No penalty, says the referee. Cross into the penalty area is a good one. A real chance at the far post for Lang. He scored. Wigan 1, Portsmouth 0.
For us to be a team that this club deserves and for us to achieve what everyone associated with this club wants to, we're definitely 2 or 3 short.
I feel like now is an important step for me to get men's football in my legs, experience it in my body, you know, and just growing in my mind, my technical ability, tactically, all these physical aspects of the game, you know.
Without boasting, I like to be attacking. I like to be on the front foot. I like to get at other fullbacks. I like to defend, start counters.
It is a beautiful evening in southwest London. And it comes towards the near post. It's flicked on loose. Chance for Wimbledon goal. Paul Kalambayi has his first senior Wimbledon goal. Vassal in the penalty area, trying to put it back. Great chance, 2-0. Aaron Presley has his second of the season. Harrison outside the penalty area, shot into the net. Iwala can't keep that one out. And Ellis Harrison's got his first of the season. This again is going underneath the crossbar to the far post. Ogilvy nods it back to the six-yard box. And it's headed into the net. And Ellis Harrison has powered home an equaliser. Hackett Fairchild, who breaks into the penalty area, across the face of goal. Great effort, save. Harrison's there for the follow-up and completes his hat-trick. Presley, right-footed, steps forward, strikes it and scores. Eastwood goes the right way, but he can't get his fingertips to the ball. Deep delivery towards the far post, headed into the net, and Wimbledon might have just won it at the death. It's AFC Wimbledon 4, Portsmouth 3. Presley bearing down on the penalty area to end it. Great save, Eastwood. Follow-up in the net. Fifth goal for Wimbledon.
It was a crazy game, I suppose. It was a good one for the neutral, but not a good one for us because we don't like to concede 5 goals and we like to win.
MK Dons are breaking through. Real danger for Pompey here. Square must be 1-0. Couldn't miss. MK Dons have got their goal.
Ultimately, something that we need to do this season, keep clean sheets, but we also need to start putting the ball in the back of the net at the other end as well to get where we want to be. Yeah.
Williams cross to the far post. Header is in the net and Cambridge are ahead. Off the head of Raggett comes through. Shot on goal is a brilliant goal. There's a long, long way back for Portsmouth now. Bad clearance. Curtis is shot into the net. Ronan Curtis with his first of the season. Portsmouth 1, Cambridge 2.
For Portsmouth Football Club, and that was well short. The performance that we would expect to give our supporters deserve a lot more than that.
There's 5 in the Plymouth wall. Curtis comes up, Brown hits it and into the net. Lee Brown under the wall, his second goal of the season. And Hardy is throwing goal for Plymouth. It's only Bazunu to beat. Hardy against Bazunu, scored by Hardy. Kamara has won it and set Ryan Hardy away. And Williams has misjudged. And it's Hardy against Bazunu again. And Hardy goes round him and scores for Plymouth. It's Portsmouth 1, Plymouth 2. It's a good cross to the far post. Harrison's header loose in the net. Equaliser, Sean Raggett from 2 yards out. Portsmouth will get the point they deserve.
The performance was far from perfect, but I thought the effort and the attitude and the application was excellent. Charlton certainly play with a different style and a different formation. We know that they have real direct threat.
Pompey moving this nicely. Curtis outside the area. Curtis shot! What a goal! In it comes into the penalty area. Oh, it's played short. Clare Charles, goal! Forward to Marquis. Marquis helps it on. Harness! Great finish! Wonderful Portsmouth goal! And he's in behind the Portsmouth defence. Blackett Taylor across the face of goal. Equaliser is tapped in at the far post by Josh Davison. Charlton 2, Portsmouth 2.
We know that when we go to Burton, we're going to have to be really good defensively from set pieces.
And Portsmouth fall to a defeat, and their winless run continues here. They've been beaten by 2-1 by Burton Albion.
We actually see Saturday as the perfect game for us. I think to play the league leaders at home at Fratton Park will be just what the team, the group, and everybody individually needs.
Shot for a shot, deflected in the net! And Portsmouth take the lead. Marcus Harness from the edge of the penalty area strokes it into the bottom corner. Marquis, chance goal! Second for Portsmouth. It's Lee Brown, I think, who's put it in the net, but it is a wonderful move. Curtis to deliver, whipped in low towards the near post, deflected it in! John Marquis, good delivery, Marquis's header saved, Marquis scores! No denying it's Marquis this time. Pompey 4, Sunderland 0.
been a good international break for us because we've had a really good week on the grass last week with the players.
Cross into the near post, great chance, block, still there for Sutton, into the net. They've got the goal. It's back across goal, great chance, and has to be 2-0 and is. It's Portsmouth 0, Sutton United 2. Ball into the box, it's a good chance, and it's a fourth for Rotherham. Ben Wiles with his fourth of the season. Rotherham 4, Portsmouth 1.
We haven't got the substance in the group to be able to dig out those victories.
Danger here, Donovan pulls it back, it's 4-0.
It's a disaster, it really is, I'm afraid.
Unacceptable, ultimately unresponsible, so I take full responsibility for the performance and we were well short. And I can only apologise for that. What's defined you is how you respond, and we have to find a much better response than what we have.
Marcus across the face of goal, and Harness is there at the far post, and he's put it in the net, and Pompey level. Accrington 2, Portsmouth 2.
We've all questioned ourselves, we've all been lightly criticised in the past week, but I thought we showed the qualities that maybe we're being criticised for, that resilience, that determination and grit today, and we saw a lot of fight from the team.
Marcus with a flick, he scored! Portsmouth have won in League One, they'll move up the table. It's finished at Fratton Park. Portsmouth 1, Bolton Wanderers 0. Danger here for Portsmouth, and the shot's into the net, and Cheltenham have scored. Hackett, has he put it in? He has! And Portsmouth have levelled things up. Portsmouth have failed to make it back-to-back home wins. They've been held to a 1-1 draw by Cheltenham Town.
If you want to win games, you have to play for 90 minutes, and at the moment, we're playing in parts, but that's not enough. For us, it's a massive game in our season. We would love a cup run. We really want to put a smile on our supporters' faces. We haven't won as many games as we would like, and Saturday represents an opportunity to win. We're 3 unbeaten, which is something to build on.
Concentration and professionalism. That was what Gavin Bazunu said on Thursday, was what Pompey needed to ensure they were not victims of an FA Cup giant killing this afternoon. And you have to say, if Pompey comes with both of those attributes, given they've gone pretty much full strength, it's really difficult to see any other result than a Portsmouth victory. Forward to Morel, and now there's space for Portsmouth to break forward, and Romeo on the counter-attack into the penalty area. Romeo from a tight angle shoots, it's loose in the box, and Preddy's going to scramble it half away. Morel trying to move it over to the right to Romeo, who just about keeps it in, has got all kinds of space down that touchline. Can he get the delivery right this time? To Harness, there's the goal! Harness sweeps it into the back of the net. So much space in the penalty box. And Marcus Harness wasn't going to turn down that opportunity from Romeo's cross. It's Portsmouth 1, Harrow Borough 0.
I think the positives are that we've won the game, we've kept a clean sheet, and that we're in the next round.
Good evening. Good to have you with us as Portsmouth look to try and make it through to the knockout phases of the EFL Trophy for the fifth season running. Portsmouth win the ball on halfway. Jacobs comes forward, looks infield for Hurst, doesn't find Hurst, but Hurst might be able to find Hademy. Hademy's onside, rides one challenge, looks back into the area, chance for Aziz, and he puts it into the back of the net with ease. Miguel Aziz's first goal for Portsmouth, passing it into the top corner after good work from Gassan Hademy and George Hurst. It's Portsmouth 1, Crystal Palace 0. And Portsmouth have it through Hademy, deep inside his own half. 1-2 there with Pace, and Pace loses it and rolls the drive into the penalty area, and he plays it to Street, and a great chance to equalise, and Street does that, but the flag is up and the goal will not stand. Ball into the penalty area, headed from Aziz and into the net, and though it's Ahadmi's got it, Gassan Ahadmi with his first Pompey goal. Ahadmi sending it back where it came from, and there's no way Goodman's going to get anywhere near it. It's Portsmouth 2, Crystal Palace 0. Can Pompey find a way through with this set piece? In the delivery comes to the near post, not great, loose in the 6-yard box. Hurst still trying to get there, and Hurst has scored! The ball is into the back of the net, and George Hurst has his first Portsmouth goal in stoppage time, and that might send Portsmouth through in the EFL Trophy.
The gaffer will pick the team on Saturday that he thinks is best for the game against Wickham, but I don't think my performance tonight's done me any harm in that regard, and to get the goal can only put me in good stead, and I've got to go in, rest up, train hard again, and you know, I can't rest on my laurels and expect that to get me in the team because we have a good competitive squad.
Winning is a habit and we're trying to create a winning culture.
Welcome to a match that we didn't think was potentially going to take place today. Portsmouth haven't played either of the past two international breaks, but they are in action this afternoon after only having two call-ups themselves, and Wickham, after having three, electing to play the game. Throw down the line, flicked on into the penalty area. Oh, Raggett's clumsy there, and this time a penalty will be given. Raggett committing a foul on Mometi, going for a 50-50 ball, and Raggett saying, "I got my head to it." Referee not interested. It's Jacobson against Bass, Pompey needing their backup goalkeeper. Jacobson steps up, straight on Bass! And he grasped it to his stomach, straight down the middle. Bass didn't move, catches the ball, penalty saved, still 0-0. Now Portsmouth have it, and can they break out? Hurst making a run down the left-hand side. He's onside, and Hurst is in behind, and it's a chance for George Hurst for Portsmouth. He squares it, Harness is in! Marcus Harness, with 18 minutes to go.
Maybe they decide to play the game because they think that we're in a difficult moment with unavailability and injuries, and they may think that we're going to come here and roll over. And we didn't. We stood up, we showed the togetherness and the spirit, and yeah, it's a really, really good performance.
We're still relatively low on numbers, but like we showed last week, when our backs are against the wall and we're facing adversity, if we can stick together and show the same resolve, then even if we're small in numbers, we can be big in heart.
And Guinness Walker breaks into the area. Curtis doing some defending. That's a dive, surely. No, the referee said penalty. How on earth has he given that? Wow, what a terrible decision. Guinness Walker has thrown his body into Curtis. The Pompey players are absolutely incensed. Lined up, it's going to be Ollie Palmer against Gavin Bazunu. Palmer steps up right-footed and scores down the middle. Bazunu dives to his left and he can't get there. It's Portsmouth nil, AFC Wimbledon 1. And this is a chance for Portsmouth. And Jacob's shot, he scored! Michael Jacobs equalises! Harness outside the penalty area. Lovely from Harness. Shot from Harness. Goal from Harness. That's magnificent. And surely he's won it for Portsmouth.
It's an important win for us. We're fighting really hard at the moment. We're not free-flowing. We're not playing with loads of rhythm, but we're playing with a lot of fight and a lot of spirit.
Hurst at the near post. Looking for Hurst. Good defending. Loose. Harness is in the net. Portsmouth have found the breakthrough. And Harness is on target yet again. Harness looking for Curtis in the penalty area. Hurst is square. Hurst. There it is. First EFL goal for George Hurst. Hackett is going to take it and send it straight into the wall and have a second go and put it in the back of the net. And that's the cherry on the top. Lincoln nil, Portsmouth 3.
I think it was a good performance. Credit to the players. I thought they executed brilliantly. It's not been easy. We've had lots of injuries, lots of things going against us off the pitch. So credit to the players for how adaptable, how flexible they've been. You know that when you play Gillingham and particularly Steve Evans' team, that you are going to see a team that will be very motivated, that will be committed, physical, direct, that will work relentlessly hard.
Oh, it's thrown into the air to Jacobs from the dead ball line. Lovely from Jacobs. Across the face of goal and in! It's going to go down as an own goal! But Pompey have won it in stoppage time! And all the credit has to go to Michael Jacobs, who out of nothing has grabbed all 3 points for Portsmouth. Danny Cowley celebrates on the touchline. Gillingham nil, Portsmouth won. Portsmouth have won 6 games in a row. They've beaten Gillingham thanks to Jack Tucker's own goal in stoppage time. It's hugs all round for Michael Jacobs, whose brilliant skill made it. Pompey have won.
I'm really pleased for everybody associated with the club because it's been tough and we're now 6 wins on the trot, 9 unbeaten, and we're fighting exceptionally hard. FA Cup second round, greatest cup competition in the world. Lots of respect for Harrogate.
They've given it away. Armstrong outside the box. Chance for Harrogate, goal for Harrogate. Luke Armstrong curled it past Aziz and it's Sean Williams' mistake that's been punished by the League Two side. Lovely footwork from Jacobs. Shot blocked. Harrison, goal, equaliser. And Portsmouth are only behind for a matter of 2 minutes. The cross is going to come in. There's three waiting. It must be in. And Harrogate have stolen it in the 94th minute. Harrogate are going to the third round of the FA Cup for the first time.
We're bitterly disappointed. Thought we got what we deserved.
We can't dwell on it too much. You know, there's nothing we can do about it now. We just got to look forward to the next game and continue our strong form in the league.
It's in towards the 6-yard box and somehow it's not in the net. How has that been cleared off the line? I think it might be Ragged on the goal line that's got the crucial touch. Hackett will hit one. He'll hit it well. And Peacock Farrell will tip it over the bar for a corner. 0-0. Portsmouth have put in a good performance, but they haven't been able to find the goal to cap it off and give them a victory.
I think as a team, we don't get too ahead of ourselves. It's taking each game as it comes and just got to keep on winning games. I think that's the biggest thing for us right now.
And it's a chance for George Hurst. Round the goalkeeper. The angle's tight. Still there. Hurst cleared off the line and in. Surely, how's that not got in? It is now. Harness has got the finish. And Marcus Harness has reached double figures for Portsmouth. And it's nodded down and in. And there is that headed goal. Connor Ogilvie's first for the club. Pompey 2, Morecambe 0. 1-0.
A great win, probably for me, our best win of the season. For us to take 4 points out of this week has been an incredible effort from the players. I'm really proud of them.
This is the Football Hour, 93.7 Express FM.
Welcome back for the final time tonight to the Football Hour here on Express FM, driven to you this season by Stagecoach Across the South, getting you across Hampshire and along the South Coast as well with a minimum of fuss. Head to stagecoachbus.com for more information on the fares and timetables and the services they can provide to you. Well, you just heard the highlights of the last 12 months, 2021. What a rollercoaster year it was for Pompey. At the top of the show, I told you that Sam Carter would be joining me on the Football Hour this evening, and I did not disappoint you. Here he is right now. Sam Carter, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us for the final 20 minutes of the show this evening. How are you?
Yeah, brilliant, Jake. You know, good Christmas. Good to be back. So, yeah, all good. Thank you.
Welcoming in now a new year period, Sam. Pompey, 2021 is over. Would you say that is probably a good thing to kind of get that over and done with, start afresh, go into 2022 and hopefully a more successful year?
Yeah, well, as we've been saying just now, you know, it's been a year where it's not been incredible. There's we've been a bit spoilt with certain moments over the last few years, and with, you know, trophy wins and promotions and good like seasons and playoff places. So this last season and obviously this season hasn't been anything to shout about, but obviously it's good that we've ended this year in the way we have, and we can then start next year in a more positive way. So yeah, no, it's good to look forward to, and I think we've got a good solid foundation to start 2022 in the right way.
Let's talk a bit more about 2021 then. We just had the highlights there. It started off 2021, of course, in January. And at the time, Pompey had also had games postponed, as we have now still waiting to play the next match at the time. They were due to play Accrington away on Saturday the 2nd of January. That was postponed due to a frozen pitch. On the 9th of January, they were supposed to be playing Wimbledon at home. That was postponed due to the FA Cup, the first match of 2021 in the league was Saturday the 16th, a 1-0 win away at Fleetwood. A few good results, a few bad results. Ultimately, Sam, ended up with the dismissal of Kenny Jackett in March after the defeat to Salford City in the 2020 EFL Trophy Final. Obviously, a turning point. Obviously, probably the biggest part of the year, if you're a Pompey fan. That changed a lot after that. Kenny Jackett going, Danny Carley coming in. Big turning point of 2021.
Yeah, I don't think many people can argue with the fact that we needed change at that time. So it was good that it happened. Obviously, Kenny did well in his time here. Maybe we could argue not well enough. But, you know, it was always exciting when you get a new regime in. You get that, you know, mystery of who's going to come in, who's going to be the new management. You know, there was a few names in the hat at that time. And then we obviously got the Cowleys. They had a pretty decent start. We couldn't obviously get in the playoffs in the end, but it sort of laid a bit of a, you know, excitement foundation there for the next season that we then obviously got a bit disappointed by with the start that we had. But yeah, obviously then now we can see that it's been a good appointment. We've got a good solid foundation now with a good regime in, playing pretty decent football now. And it was the main point of 2021, probably, that change, and for the best, let's say.
Obviously, it's been and done now, Sam. 9.5 months since the sacking of Kenny Jackett, since that trophy final defeat to Salford at Wembley. But looking back on it, in hindsight, of course, it's a wonderful thing. But do you think that came, was it too early? Was it too late for Pompey? Do you think action perhaps should have been taken a bit sooner? Would that have maybe rescued the attempts to get into the playoffs last season?
Oh, it is still a tricky one, even with the benefit of hindsight. I think you do have to say that it was probably too late. I think a lot of people's real final straw definitely was that EFL trophy, but I think that could have been avoidable. That was a performance where you were almost looking at the players and you seeing that they wanted change as well, which is what you never want to see. But then again, obviously you can't predict that that's going to happen. So it's hard for the board to then turn around and sack a manager and say, you know, because it could get better. But, yeah, I I do think it was too late, personally.
Of course, you mentioned as well the appointment of Danny Cowley just under a week later. Pompey took no time at all to find the replacement for Kenny Jackett, with Joe Gallen staying on until the end of the campaign. Nicky Cowley, of course, Danny Cowley's brother, coming in as his assistant until the end of the season. It was essentially an audition, Sam. 12 matches the Cowley brothers had to try and prove to the board, to the fans, that they were the right people to take this club forward. You've alluded to the fact that, yes, the Blues missed out on the playoff positions. Had a decent start to this season, just gone. Bit of a sticky patch as well. But overall, from what you've seen from the Cowley brothers, have they proved to you that there is potential, that certainly they are, or they could be, the managers to take Pompey to the next level, hopefully the Championship?
Yeah, I do think they've definitely got the chance to do that. I still have a few doubts in them. I you know, when you have a run of form that bad, you know, it could happen again and at a vital time. But then again, we've had the run of form that we've had recently that was so good, so that fills you with hope. But yeah, I think I forget sometimes that that was a real audition for them last season, that they didn't actually have that contract guaranteed. But we're playing a nice high press football. We're playing with a bit more urgency now. We're starting to gel into that system, and you've got to say that now that gelling is being done and has been done, that you do look at our games and have a lot more optimism than we did earlier in the season.
Yeah, and now of course the change of regime with the management team was a big factor of 2021 for Pompey. But arguably, Sam, a bigger factor was August, July if you want to count pre-season, but August, the return of competitive football, but most importantly, the return of supporters. Yes. Up and down the country, mm-hmm. Unrestricted, full capacity stadiums everywhere you go, you know, not just Fratton Park, but anywhere up and down the country. It was beautiful to see, truly, truly great. Of course, in recent weeks, we've seen a lot of games in the EFL and Premier League postponed due to COVID. Of course, winter really taking its toll, Omicron as well. But having the fans back, Sam, have you seen a change to Pompey this season, maybe compared to last season behind closed doors, that the fans are having on the team to try and, you know, get them over the line in games? Have you seen that difference on the pitch because of the supporters?
Oh, definitely. And I think in away games, that's shown with, especially, I think the Wickham one stands out, with the amazing support we had then that really probably did get us over the line then. And so, you know, it's only going to be good for us. I personally was really struggling to keep up my love of football when we were just watching it on telly. You just had the commentators, there was no noise. I just couldn't get into it. It just was really hard to sit in your room watching Pompey, especially where I live so close to Fratton Park, knowing it was right there. Yeah. And open my window, I can hear the player shouts and stuff. So, yeah, I was really struggling to keep my love for football and almost falling out of love with it. But to have to be able to go back to stadiums, to be able to see everyone and, you know, sing your heart out and try and get that goal into the Fratton net is... it's just pretty much, it is hard to put into words because it's just instinctual and it always will be. So, you know, it's a tricky time at the moment with games being postponed and obviously all these plans coming in, and who knows whether anything's going to happen in the new year and or reduce capacity or anything. So it's worrying, but you've got to do what you've got to do for safety. So, you know, I don't want it to happen because, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing, a full Fratton end.
Yeah. Before we do move on to the next part of the show, Sam, just a final one, leaving 2021 firmly in the past now. Going to move ahead to 2022, hopefully a promising year for Pompey. But looking back at the last 12 months, I'm going to ask you two questions. Okay, What was the worst moment for Pompey in 2021? What was just that one moment throughout the year where you just absolutely hated? Be it a goal, be it a match, be it just something got off the pitch but just upset you, or what?
I do think it's got to be that EFL trophy final.
Yeah.
It, you know, whatever you think of Salford, they are not a team that you want to be losing to. They were the division below, and it was just such a dire performance. We were so unlucky as well, in the sense that their keeper had an absolute worldie of a game. So it just had both the senses of being such a terrible performance from our players, but also we still should have probably won, but we were so unlucky. So, yeah, I think that really did, that has to be the lowest point.
And just very quickly, your best moment of 2021?
I think, ironically, what came after that.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Kenny, I don't mean I was excited by his dismissal. I mean, in fairness, I probably was a little bit, but not as a man. He was a nice guy and a very respected manager, but, you know, he wasn't performing. I was personally completely done with him and wanted change, and so when that came about, just like it would at any time, you're excited at what's going to happen, who's going to come in. So, yeah, I think that was more my most exciting moment.
Lovely stuff. So that there was a recap of 2021. Now in the past, now we look ahead to 2022. It's been some time since Pompey were last in action, defeating Morecambe by 2-0 at Fratton Park just before Christmas, before a few postponements has kept the Blues out of action due to positive COVID cases within both their squad and the Plymouth Argyle team on Wednesday night as well. That game at Home Park postponed. But now we look ahead to Monday's fixture at the Abbey Stadium. Newly promoted Cambridge United are the hosts for this match day number 23, Bank Holiday Monday Football. And here's a closer look at the opponents for that one. It's been over 3 weeks since the Blues were last in action, but now we finally get to see them play again. After 4 COVID postponements, Danny Carley takes his side to the Abbey Stadium for their first match of 2022.
Pompey Live, this week's opposition.
Last time out on December the 11th, Pompey defeated Morecambe by 2-0 at Fratton Park to record a 9th consecutive game unbeaten in the league. Fixtures scheduled to follow against AFC Wimbledon, Exeter City, Oxford United and Plymouth Argyle were all then called off as the festive period drew on, with COVID spreading rapidly across the Football League. But now it's time to start a new year, and here's an insight into the Blues' first opponents of it, Cambridge United.
Manager.
The U's are managed by 36-year-old Mark Bonner, whose title at the club is head coach. Bonner has held various different posts at the club since arriving in 2011, named first team coach in 2018 to work under then manager, former Blues midfielder Sean Derry, and his assistant Joe Dunn. He temporarily served as assistant between February and December of that year, following Derry's departure, before taking over first team proceedings for a short period before the appointment of Colin Calderwood just before the new year. He was eventually named as permanent head coach in March 2020, though he had to wait somewhat 6 months for his first game in charge due to the curtailment of the season as a result of COVID. Bonner oversaw success in his first managerial campaign, guiding Cambridge to second in League Two and automatic promotion to the third tier, thus earning him a new 3-year contract back in May.
One to watch.
Pompey Academy graduate Adam May is definitely one to keep an eye on this time around. The now 24-year-old was part of the youth setup at Fratton Park for 10 years before turning pro in 2015. 5 loans in 5 years, as well as 15 first-team appearances for the Blues, came before his permanent departure on a free transfer to Cambridge in September 2020. Since then, the midfielder was a huge part of the side's League 2 promotion success and has become a regular in Mark Bonner's League 1 team.
Top scorer.
Striker Joe Ironside is currently the club's leading scorer, with 11 goals to his name at this halfway stage of the season. The Middlesbrough-born forward, who joined Cambridge on a 2-year deal from Macclesfield in the summer of 2020, made his debut for the club in Bonner's first outing as head coach, a shock 1-0 victory over Birmingham in the first round of the Carabao Cup. Since his arrival, the 28-year-old has netted 25 goals from 66 appearances.
Current form.
So far, Cambridge are doing pretty well at avoiding a relegation scrap in what is their first season in the third tier since 2002. However, the U's are only 6 points clear, with half a season still to play, so plenty of work still to do, and they've lost their previous 2 league fixtures without scoring as well. Overall, Mark Bonner's side sits 17th with 26 points from 23 games. Can Pompey make it 10 league games unbeaten, or will the U's of Cambridge be the side to start 2022 with a bang? All of the unmissable action on Pompey Live. A closer look at Cambridge United there, Pompey's opponents on Monday afternoon. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff at the Abbey Stadium. Sam Carter alongside me for the next 5 minutes or so. Sam Carter, Cambridge on Monday. Now, Pompey have got to adjust to the fact they've had quite a few weeks now without regular football, football of any level, in fact. Cambridge, of course, have had their own postponements in recent weeks as well. How much has this team, or both teams, got to focus in this match to try and get to grips again with trying to get into the flow of playing football on a regular basis?
Yeah, it's a really tricky situation because looking at it from our perspective, we're still not sure who was ill, who had COVID within our group. So, you know, how many of our players are essentially going to be kind of unfit from that illness maybe? How many of our players were training the whole time, so they'll be fine? Stuff like that. And then obviously the same goes with Cambridge. So we really don't know who's going to play. We don't know who's going to be, like, fit. So it is a tricky situation to look at. Almost a month without a game is never going to be good. We've almost essentially had a winter break, so we'll see how, a little bit of an experiment maybe for that. But it's really hard to look at what could happen because all these unknowns.
Yeah, and if you're looking at the game, you're looking at the players who, if we're assuming, Sam, that all the players are available to Danny Carley's disposal on Monday, would you sort of be inclined to go for an unchanged side to the side that beat Morecambe at Fratton Park?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, we had a really good result that day, a good 2-0 win, and we playing pretty decent before that. So you've got to look at it and hope that they can carry that on. It's going to be obviously a tough ask. All they've had to do is work on the training ground, so they haven't had that match fitness and that match sharpness. But yeah, I think you've got to look at that and say, why would you change anything, bar, you know, any injuries or illnesses that have been picked up.
Yeah, and just quickly before we do go now then, Sam, the January transfer window is now open, and we're hearing that Ghassan Hadmi is close to being recalled by his parent club Norwich City. That one looks to be completed already, so Ghassan Hadmi will not be continuing his stay at Fratton Park. Sam, looking at where Pompey can bolster this month going into the second half of the season, only one more loan player can come in, the rule of five. Currently there are four at Fratton Park, assuming Ghassan Hadmi gone, of course. Where do Pompey need to strengthen the most?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Obviously, Clark Robertson coming back is a boost at centre-back, but obviously we're still a little bit short there. Raggett and Gilvey have done so well in their absence, but I still think maybe you could look at getting another centre-back in. I think the most urgent need is up front. If we can get a goal scorer, I think that really takes us to the next level. But, you know, I mean, Hurst is playing well in that kind of role of creating more chances for his teammates. And Harness is, you know, benefiting from that and with all the goals he's scoring. So I do think a goal scorer is our most urgent need, yeah.
And looking at reports from our colleagues from both the Portsmouth News and the Hampshire Live, looking at some players who Pompey are reportedly interested in this transfer window, or perhaps even in the summer. Kieran Sadlier, potentially from Rotherham United on a free in the summer. Of course, Pompey linked with him a couple of years back as well. Will Boyle from Cheltenham Town is a name heavily linked with a move to Fratton Park. We'll keep tabs on how those unfold over the course of the next 30 days or so. You can keep up to date with those rumours and the latest Pompey news on our website, expressfm.com, or on Twitter at expressfm. And of course, throughout the course of the football hours through the month of January as well. Sam Carter, thank you for joining me on the show this evening. I'm going to ask you for a score prediction. Pompey away at Cambridge on Monday afternoon. What are you going for?
I'm going for a tough-fought 2-1 victory.
Tough-fought 2-1 victory. I'm going to go for a similar prediction. I'm going to go 2-0 to Pompey. Sam, thank you for coming in to chat to us today.
Thank you very much, Jake. It's been a pleasure as always.
And we look forward to hearing from you again soon. Well, I'm afraid that is all we've got time for here on the Football Hour this evening. Thank you to everyone who tuned in and got in touch via the social media methods throughout the course of the last 60 minutes or so. Thank you to Sam Carter for joining me on the show tonight. And thank you to Stagecoach Across the South for supporting another season of the Football Hour here on Express FM. Okay, coming up this evening after the news at 7 o'clock, Express Floor Fillers with Connor and Chris. And then from 11 through to the early hours of Sunday morning, nothing but non-stop Express Blaufellers here on Express FM. Tomorrow, Sunday, 11 o'clock, you've got the Victory Years One Hit Wonders with Ian James through until 2 o'clock, where you've got the local music chart of 2021 with none other than Mason Jordan between 2 and 5. Russell Hill's Country Music Show is back from 5 through till 9. Join Rusty for a bumper show where you'll get to hear a Best of the Session special featuring tunes from the 49 hashtag Live from the Lounge sessions that were on throughout the course of 2021, including Pompey's Davey Anscombe. Okay, Hipshaker is back tomorrow from 9 through to 11. But until the next time, Pompey fans, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend and have a great 2022. Good night.